Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second. The left fielder, John Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Al Newman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Freddie Tolliver. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Odibey McDowell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rich Yet. And now, play ball. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Moses hits a line drive towards short. Fermin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odibey McDowell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McDowell takes first base on ball four. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2-0. There goes McDowell. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. McDowell steals second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carter bunts towards the mound. Tolliver fields it and throws to first for the out. McDowell moves to third. Brown moves to second. One out. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bush. Snyder reaches second base with a double. McDowell scores. Brown scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0-2. O'Brien strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jacoby takes first base on ball four. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first, with Tolliver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gaetti strikes out. Two outs. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bush for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Odibey McDowell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McDowell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McDowell takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Laudner strikes out. 1 out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Newman hits a line drive towards short. Firmin catches it and throws to first to double up Larkin. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. O'Brien moves to second. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Carter scores. O'Brien moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Skinner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to home to get O'Brien. Jacoby moves to third. Clark moves to second. 2 outs. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Firmin is 0 for 1 in the game. Firmin hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Wally Backman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman takes first base on ball 4. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Backman moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin fields it and throws to second for the out. Backman moves to third. 1 out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odibey McDowell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McDowell is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. McDowell hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Bush reaches second base with a double. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Tim Laudner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Backman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Backman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Moses. Skinner reaches second base with a double. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Furman is 0-for-2 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Furman for the out. Skinner moves to third. 2 outs. Odibey McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Skinner scores. It's 7-0, Indians. Odibey McDowell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Moses is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Yet fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Skinner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Wayne now pitching. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gaetti. Carter moves to second. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Brown scores. Carter moves to third. 2 outs. It's 8-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moses. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. It's 9-0, Indians. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bush hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-2 in the game. Laudner takes first base on ball 4. Bush moves to second. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bush scores. Laudner moves to second. It's 9-1, Indians. Scott Bales now pitching. Greg Gagne pinch hits for Wally Backman. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a line drive towards short. Furman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Gagne now playing shortstop. Al Newman now playing second base. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Skinner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bush. Skinner reaches second base with a double. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Firmin is 0-for-3 in the game. Firmin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bush. Firmin reaches second base with a double. Skinner scores. It's 10-1, Indians. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McDowell is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. McDowell hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Firmin moves to third. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Firmin scores. It's 11-1, Indians. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. German Gonzalez now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Dwyer now playing right field. John Moses now playing center field. Randy Bush now playing left field. Dan Gladden now pitching. Brian Harper. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Jacoby moves to second. Dave Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. Clark moves to second. It's 12-1, Indians. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Firmin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Firmin hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McDowell is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. McDowell hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Brad Havens now pitching. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 3 in the game. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bush hits a line drive into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.